Here we see the three inflammatory endotypes in chronic rhinosinusitis. Type 1 disease, we can see the different effector cells, which include the Th1 cell and the NK cell, the primary cytokines being interferon gamma and IL-12. Primarily here clinically, we see patients with a great deal of purulent nasal drainage. The vast majority of these patients have chronic rhinosinusitis without nasal polyps, and it tends to be more predominant in females than in males. Type 2 disease and common cells that we're familiar with, including the Th2 cell, the type 2 innate lymphocyte, the eosinophil, the mast cell, and the primary cytokines that drive type 2 inflammation, IL-4, IL-5, and IL-13. This is the predominant group that have nasal polyps, primarily in the Caucasian and African-American population. Also very commonly the comorbidity of asthma. Many times they have decreased smell or loss of sense of smell, and they're much less likely to have cough or purulent drainage. These patients primarily have nasal polyps, as mentioned, though there are some without nasal polyps. And the third inflammatory endotype is type 3, characterized by the neutrophil and the Th17 cell, and driven by cytokines IL-17 and IL-22. In this case, we have, again, primarily purulent drainage. This is primarily seen in chronic rhinosinusitis without nasal polyps, but very interestingly, with nasal polyps, primarily in patients with Asian descent.